Which means it's time for a little message from my sister.
Despite yearly encouragement to vote in local elections, doing so is an easily avoidable task. Why is that? For one thing, there's less media hubbub and conservation about candidates in local elections. You'd have to spend your lunch break trekking to your polling location, and once you get to the ballot, you might only recognize one or two names from those signs on the side of the street. In short, why bother? Actually, here's why your vote counts locally. The candidates you vote for in local elections make decisions that directly affect your life. These range anywhere from recycling programs and pickup, quality of local schools, affordable housing and rent costs, public transit, public safety, and citywide job training programs. Some of the most important policies ever created in the U.S. have begun at the local level, including women's suffrage, environmental protection, and the fight to raise minimum wage. Research your candidates and spend a few minutes of your lunch break heading to the polls. It may feel inconvenient at the time, but you will have taken a step to see a positive change in your community. Plus, don't stress if you haven't registered to vote yet. Vermont has same-day and automatic voter registration, so you can register at your polling location just before casting your ballot, and you will be registered to vote after renewing your Vermont driver's license. Remember, the best way to challenge our democracy is to participate in it. This public service announcement has been brought to you by your politically involved DJs here at 90.1 WRV FM Burlington.
Yeah, wow, good job. Okay.
It's fine. That was really wonderful. Hey, I have like a little question just for like the room. I was watching a video today on the targeted individual community, which is a group of people that believe that they have chips in their brains and they're being watched by the government. And like some of them were showing like x-rays of like their skulls or whatever that had like these things in them that like didn't really look like they're part of their head, but like presumably were. I think they were like molars or something, and they're like, yeah, I have chips in my brain, and like it's the government watching. And like my question to like the world is like, how, like what would you need to like start believing that, like what's the threshold? Because like I feel like someone could probably, like, if they sat me down for like an hour and they had really compelling evidence, they could probably convince me I was being like watched by someone.
I already believe that. I don't need any convincing.
Okay, that's a take. The jury is lining up to answer this. What do you have to say?
Hi, I'm here. I actually ripped mine out the other day. You kind of have to go in through the ear. I went in really deep with a Q-tip, and you kind of got to, like, scrub around a bit and just drag it right out.
Yeah, and, you know, there's, like, a common misconception, because, like, you can feel it more at the back of your neck, but, like,
people think it's
really
a square, but it's actually a circle, so.
Yeah, that's really important for the means of extraction. Grandma, what do you have to say?
I know I have a chip, and it's... It's pink.
It's pink? That's a beautiful. They did little designs.
Like it's shaped like a star.
It's shaped like a star. Wait, actually, I would keep that. That would make me look like so cool.
That's why I haven't removed it. Oh, I love it.
Okay, so you're fine with them like watching you? Okay, that's really awesome. Yeah, okay, we're just joking around today. We're just having like a blast. Or are we? Just kidding. Okay, everybody. What? What was that?
Momo's got us.
Whoa! Okay, guys, it's getting really rowdy in the studio, and I have a lot of things that I need to take care of. So we're gonna get you right back into some beautiful music.
Town now, right outside of Guysville.
Pictures of Success by Rilo Kiley. Oh, goddamn beautiful, gorgeous song. The preceding material presented here at 90.1 WRV FM Burlington may seem objectionable to some listeners. We would like to make it clear that this material does not necessarily represent the views of the station or its staff. If you have any comments, please call us at 802-656-4399. And thank you for tuning in to your better alternative, 90.1 WRV FM Burlington. So prior to that song was Salad by Blondshell. And that first one was Harvest Spoon by Free Kitten. I hope that you liked that little segment, despite its controversy. What do we even play next? I need something that will like tug at my heartstrings. Madigan, do you have any ideas?
I actually do have an idea. A song that my mom sang to me when I was little. Oh. And that really means a lot. Are you up to
Yeah, that one? I think so. It kind of carries a lot of weight for me, so I don't know if it'll be like...
You're allowed to cry.
I know. I just like, I've never been that open with my audience before.
Well, there's a first for everything.
Okay.
And I think today is the day. February is a great month for being open and loving.
February is a great month. That's literally what it's for. I mean, like, I just, every notable thing in my life has happened to me in February.
Yeah.
Everything. Nothing. I just hibernate the other months usually. But it's good that I'm here now so I can sing this song with you.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, one.
I mean that kind of it's okay. I know that brought up a lot for me too, but we have to push through and accept it, and whatever you're feeling right now, grasp onto it, hold it, acknowledge it, write it down, make it known. And I think that's completely valid. Well, here on Bozo Dubbed Over, we express ourselves. Yeah. And I think that's just one of the most important values.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's all in rainbow order. It's all in rainbow order on the way down. Pig and sheep, horse and cow, as long as you are still around. Starts and ends inside the ground, as long as you can still be found. Thank you.
Every crack on the sidewalk below my feet. Green, black, and blue trash cans meet me after school. I just miss how it felt standing next to you, wearing matching dresses before the world was big. I just miss how it felt standing next to you, wearing matching dresses before the world was big.
Next to you.
WRUV-FM Burlington. That was... Oh, I'm sorry. My levels were crazy because my headphones were on and now my hair looks crazy. Abby, take a picture. That was Tokai by... Who was that by? Taiko Unuki. Prior to that song was Before the World Was Big by Girlpool. Oh, so beautiful. And then before that, I believe, was Royji Biv by Denishevskaya. Oh no, there's some really bad pictures being taken. Oh god, I think my hair actually looks crazy right now. That's awful. But I wanted to discuss a news article that my friend just sent me earlier. Stop! Do I look that bad? Okay, yes. I'm in a room trying to talk and everyone's laughing. Okay, group, just show me a picture of the back of my hair and I look like I have like a big wad of gum stuck in it. I look like I just like, I like was attacked by like a flock of pigeons. It's really bad. Anyway, the article. Celeste sent me an article that says, this is about my hometown. Westboro's Townie Baby Award would pay natives $1,000 to have babies there. The town meeting award includes a Townie Baby Award that would incentivize Westboro natives to build locally grown families. So they're going to pay thousands of dollars to have babies there. Oh, I'm getting notes on the window. I was just shown a note that has multiple cats on it. And it says, stupid, not butthole, little kitty, not butthole. Hey, really cool. Anyway, I don't know how I feel about this other than let's couple up. Celeste, are you trying to have a baby with me? Because we're going to get $1,000 if we do. Because I'm like such a Westboro native. I'm actually like very much not, I don't think. Yeah, that's okay. Anyway, let's get into the next segment because I'm a little bit of a mess right now, okay? Oh, except Celeste just replied, they should have made your family pay thousands for Abby's birth. Wow. So let's just sit with that while we enjoy this next Pavement song.
Like a rock, but you know I need it anyway. Angle for the ringside, seats when they fall. Don't blame me, bring on the major league. Bring on the major league. Bring on the major league. Bring on the and finish the songs of the law. They civilize the Satanists, cater to my walls and see if they fall. Then leave me and bring on the major leagues. Bring on the major leagues. Bring on the major leagues. Sometime kids like wine, magic Christians chew the rhyme. Cause bad girls are always bad girls. That's not a man. Go! Bring on the major leagues.
get down sometime, kiss the wine. Magic Christians chew the rind, cause bad girls are always bad girls. Let them in.
90.1 WREV FM Burlington. That was My Dead Wife by the Screaming Females. A little new stuff there. Prior to that was Brother James by Sonic Youth. That was the crazy one you heard that probably scared you. And the first one was Major Leaks by Pavement, which I listened to on repeat like 20 times this week, maybe. Now we're on to the talent portion of our show, and so Abby here is going to do a little impression of Shakira here is gonna do a little impression where she sounds a little bit like a 17-year-old girl. So go ahead.
Le lo le le lo le. Le lo le le lo le. Can't you see I'm at your feet? Whatever, wherever we're meant to be.
Wow. So I think that's all we can play without Shakira hunting us down and saying,
hey, you stop that.
But, you know, what can you do, right? Anyone else have any special talents that are on air appropriate that they'd like to share with our audience who's listened so kindly? Oh, we have some shy people. Oh, don't roll. Everyone's so shy. Oh, M's shifting up, and they look really shy, but I think they're about to do something incredible.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
I've never heard it done like this before.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Wow. I mean, I've heard the dogs, but the cats just put it in an entirely new perspective. I have to think about that. I think that just changed my way of thinking about the world. I think I need a really hype segment to bring me back to Earth. Wow.
Change. all these pieces of my heart. Oh, never needed you, never needed Mr. Useless from the start. Oh. Just don't think of me taking care of anything.
Unseen World by Chelsea Wolf. Prior to that was Greatest Hits by Jockstrap. Before that was Mr. Useless by Shy Girl. And that first one was Attention Politician by Kilo Keach, whose dressing room I walked into at Smith College last year. Really wonderful. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, guys. It's been a blast. I've had my sister in the stew. You've heard her. You've heard my friends.
Bye.
You've heard them all. Oh, wasn't that just precious and charming?
Bye.
Bye. Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. And now I think we're gonna, we've discussed many options for tonight. We've discussed potentially watching Jeopardy, and yeah. Let's watch Jeopardy. We watch Jeopardy, let's listen to 21 Pilots. Let's do some awesome stuff. Let's do a jig. I kind of want to learn to tap dance. I was trying to tap dance the other day, like just with my regular boots on, and I was like, I feel like I have the music in me. So we're seeing about that. I probably do. But in the meantime, hey, you all take care of yourselves, and I'll be back next week with Celeste! My friend Celeste is coming to visit. She's the craziest, and she's going to be on here. And you're not going to want to miss that. Abby, do you have any final words?
Hi, Celeste.
Oh, that's so sweet. We've all been waiting for that to get broadcast. Yeah, you've been listening to 90.1 WRV FM Burlington. I've been DJ Momo on Bozo Dubbed Over, and I hope that you have a lovely rest of your day.
Down in the mail, the champ says, are you too old to fight? Or too young to die?
First heard that from an old guy. I'm too young to die. Cacti blooming up the hillside. King Kong at the end of his do or die. And hearing voices of a girl against the engines of a kamikaze flight. As he held her to his chest, do you remember the words that she cried? She said, you're too young to die, and too young to die am I, too young to die, and too young to die am I.